fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Wednesday, the 21st of November. Your prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to drive your bug-out route at night. If you got more than one, drive those routes at night both ways. Everything's different at night, especially when you get into rural areas where there's no ambient light from street lights and so forth. So that's your prepper tip of the day. A quick reminder, my Black Friday sale begins immediately. $25 off energy cleaners, 10% off mattress pads. The Black Friday sale goes until midnight Monday. Midnight Monday. Place your order, you'll be paying full price. I refund the difference. Also, another quick reminder, I'm looking to hire a marketing person. I need help marketing myself as a speaker. My contact information is at my website at thelibertyman.com. This is the hour I look forward to every week, where we visit with my friend Jeff Nyquist. Jeff is a gentleman who began a quest more than 20 years ago to understand, comprehend, and eventually become quite expert in understanding and communicating that knowledge of the international communist conspiracy. And his website is jrnyquist.com. That's jrnyquist.com. And Jeff, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
Jeff, you've been holding out on...
Fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver
America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're here at the second hour, ladies and gentlemen, live deep in the mountains of Missouri Ozarks. This is J.R. Moore on Thursday, the 6th day of December, year of the Lord, 2018. Sorry we missed the first hour. We had technical difficulties, but here we are live with the second hour on this day, Thursday, the 6th day of December. My prepper tip of the day, I want to encourage all of you to practice your situational awareness, enhancing your situational awareness. It could literally be a matter of life and death to have a good situational awareness, and doesn't cost you a thing. You just need to think about it. We have patient waiting in the green room, my friend Steve Whitman. Steve is a gentleman who has been a listener to my show for quite a few years. And as a consequence of listening to my show, he made a decision about 6 years ago that literally saved his life. And then we're going to talk about that. We have new listeners every week since my trip to Dallas. We had a dramatic increase in my audience. People don't have a clue who Steve Whitman is. I'll just give a brief bio, and Steve can fill in the blanks here. Steve was an engineer most of his adult life. Had a great business, civil engineering, I believe it was, with a number of employees, and he got to a point and that success where he decided he was going to have his dream career, which was to become a Maine guide and to buy a fish camp and to make that his dream profession. And that's what he did, and that's what he continues to do. And along the way, listening to the John Moore Show, he also made a decision that ended up saving his life. And we're going to talk about all that and about his soon-to-be-published next book. Good morning, Steve.
Good morning, John. How's it going?
Well, if I felt any better, it wouldn't be legal. How about yourself?
Well, same here. I liked your opening statement about situational awareness because a few years ago, I lost that, and it almost cost me my life. So it's a good policy.
Well, I was thinking about you when, you know, I don't usually have the prepper tip of the day in mind until the morning of the show, sometimes the night before. And I was thinking about you, and that's why we have this prepper tip of the day, to enhance your situational awareness. Well, Steve, I was in Dallas about 4 weeks ago. And we had 25,000 people on the live stream watching, 200 or 300 in the live audience. So I've got a lot of new listeners. They don't know who Steve Whitman is. They barely know who I am. And they don't know your story. So let's just take it from the point where you're having your dream hobby, your dream profession, your dream business. You went through all the protocols to become a Maine guide, which are arduous because those Maine woods can kill a man or a woman. They're so remote and so harsh, especially in the wintertime, but all year long, they're so remote that if you get hurt, you're not going to pick up a cell phone and get help very easily, are you?
No, there's many areas up in northern Maine that don't have self-service. And like you say, if you end up in a situation where you get yourself into trouble, if you don't know how to get out of it, you're going to have a bad day, as they put it.
Absolutely. So you're you bought a camp, you rehabbed it, got it up to your standards, and this would be, we were just talking late yesterday, 5 years ago this October.
Yes. Is that a, okay. It's hard to believe it's been that long. It's
just, I know. So this is
seems
year
like yesterday.
Six. Right.
Yes.
So winter comes on a bit early that far north, and your camp shut down. You're doing some work on a backhoe. We'll start from the morning when you left your residence to go to work for the day. And what you did that you normally do not do, and this involved a cell phone also, didn't it?
Yes. It's we have about a mile and a half of gravel road coming into our camp that we maintain. And it was the last day before we were going to leave to go back south. My brother and I were closing up the camp, and my job was to, I had to patch some potholes out in the gravel road, as well as clean out a drainage ditch. And I picked up the backhoe, went by my camp, and for some unknown reason, I thought about bringing my cell phone with me. And it's something I never do because, as I said, there's no cell reception out on that road, only in a very few locations. And being on the machine, as you know, John, you can't hear anything anyway.
Right,
so,
right.
I mean, so if a cell phone rings, you know, you're not going to hear the ringtone. And so it's really useless to bring it. But for some reason, I stopped and ran in my camp and got my phone and put it in my back pocket and headed out onto the road.
Okay, that's I'll call that angel alert number one.
yes, that's about what it is.
Unknown angel alert number one. Okay, so you're out there working, and it's a full day, and you're having you know, you're achieving your goal of maintaining this road, and we're near the end of the day. And about what time of day are we up to at this point, Steve?
This starts probably around 4:15, 4:20 in the afternoon. I was digging a trench or cleaning out a drainage trench along the street, along this gravel road. And we're out in the middle of the woods. I mean, there's nobody around, no houses, nothing. And a past employee of mine showed up on the job site in his mother's car. And he was watching me for quite a while. Now, he had quit about a year before that. Physically, he couldn't do the job anymore, so he decided to leave us. And I was quite surprised, actually, to see him that day, and I thought he was just curious on what I was doing. So he continued to watch me for, about another 15, 20 minutes. He even went by me a couple of times with the car and back and forth, and he would stop, you know, down the street, turn around, and watch me.
Now, describe your relationship with this man at this point in time. It was, from my knowledge, I would regard as a casual social relationship with this gentleman.
Well, yeah, I mean, his daughter actually is the manager of our facility, and they both live on site. And he had worked for me for about 6 years prior to this. I hunted, fished with the man. We were actually pretty good friends.
Okay.
My brother and him and I. So it was strange to see him back on the job, but it wasn't really strange, if you know what I mean.
Right, right. And you had your concept of what was happening at the time was, and if I misspeak myself, correct me, but you thought, well, it's near the end of the day. This gentleman probably would like to get together and have a cup of coffee at the end of the day. Is that somewhat accurate?
Yeah, well, as I threw the shovel into the front of the backhoe, into the bucket, he went by me and stopped down the street maybe, I'd say 150 feet or so. And he pulled over to the side, heading back to camp. So I thought he was just waiting for me because he knew that we had a cup of coffee at the end of the day at 5 o'clock all the time. And so I got in the machine, started it, and drove up almost right side by side to him. And I pointed to my watch. I said, it's 4:15. It's quitting time. And that's when all hell broke loose.
What happened?
Well, as I said that, there was a loud bang. And all of a sudden, my right hand, it felt like somebody took a sledgehammer to it. And I looked down, and my index finger was hanging by, you know, a piece of bone, really. That's about all it was. And I immediately thought he threw an M80 into the cab. Now, I have an open cab backhoe. It has a roof on it, but there's no windows on it.
Right.
And I thought he threw an M80 into the cab. And I must have turned, you know, I mean, flinched or something. And then I heard another bang. And all of a sudden, I felt the, you know, the hot poker go right through my chest. Okay.
Right.
And I said, what the hell is going on? Then I started thinking, well, maybe there's a hunter in the woods shooting or, you know, stray shots or something. And then out of the corner of my eye, I saw him pointing a .45 out the driver's side window. And I realized then the son of a gun was trying to kill me.
Right, right.
And that's when I threw myself off the machine to the left. And I heard a third shot. And he got me in the back, and then I hit the ground. And naturally, I mean, there was blood everywhere. I had taken one to the chest, one to the back, and then one to the hand.
Now, we need to, at this point, before we go, this is, I know we got people's attention, but something had happened about 3 months before involving construction work, a concrete block, and the energy cleaner. Tell us about that.
Well, it actually starts earlier than that, going way back into the early 90s. I've always been very active all my life. I've been in the gym all my life, run, weightlifted. And I hurt my back in the early 90s doing heavy squats. And I carried that all the way through to that summer. Off and on, I was with chiropractors and pills and everything else. But,
right, right.
Listening to your show and a friend of mine, we talked about it. I finally said, you know, I was going to try the energy cleaner and see if that would help me. Well, that was about a month before this happened.
Only a month. And in fact, you had re-injured that. You had re-injured that old injury, and that's what really got you to get the energy cleaner.
Well, yeah, I was laying concrete block doing a drainage structure at camp. And the big no-no, you know, reaching out and grabbing a block. Okay, a big concrete block away from your body.
Right,
is
that leverage
not the way
really
to
worked
it.
Against you. Yeah, that leverage
That's
really
right.
worked against you. Right, right, right.
And it was like somebody shoved a hot poker right up my spine. I was crippled for that week. I had to guide people. I mean, getting in and out of a truck, it was impossible. I mean, even sitting in the canoe, I had to keep standing up, sitting down, trying to rub my leg because I had the sciatica going right down my right leg. I mean, I couldn't sleep. I mean, it was horrible, but that's what really got me to, you know, try the energy cleaner. And lo and behold, maybe it wasn't even 3-4, maybe 5 days later that the pain was gone. And I couldn't believe it. I mean, for years and years I had suffered with this, and now, at that time, really suffering with it, I got the relief. And lo and behold, that actually saved my life that day
right.
in the backhoe.
Right, because due to the injury cleaner, you had the agility and flexibility and to move very quickly that with you had not, if it hadn't been for the energy cleaner, you wouldn't have had that agility to avoid that final kill shot, would you?
No, I would have been a sitting duck. I mean, you have to understand when all this was happening, too, that when I realized that guy was trying to kill me, I actually threw myself off that machine. I mean, it was, and without being able to move quick, he would have got me with a kill shot.
Absolutely. We got a break. Call number is 800-313-9443. We'll be right back.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by...
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool. Down there I'm not forgot to look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning. Look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in Dixie, hooray, hooray. In Dixie's land I'll take my stand and live and die in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie. Away, away, away down south in Dixie.
All right, we are back with Jim Horvath, J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of December. Steve, we're going to keep people anxiously waiting for the story to continue while we have about 4 minutes here to talk about your new book. As a consequence of all these events, the energy cleaner, meeting me on the radio, and being interviewed and so forth, I encourage you to write your first article, which was published at Tim Spencer's website, ruralsurvival.info, and that segued into becoming your first book, which has become, how many books now have you written, sir?
Right now, I am on my 8th one.
Whoa. Okay. available for sale at Amazon.com, I believe, aren't they?
Yes, they are all there.
So if you put Steve Whitman with one T, Steve Whitman with one T and one N in the Amazon search box, all 7 of the current books will pop up there for sale. The first one being Winning Life's Lottery, which in which you give the energy cleaner and myself credit for saving your life. Thank you, sir. And what's the title of the new soon-to-be-published book, sir?
It's going to be another Shaker Madison detective novel entitled "Murder on the St. Croix."
Well, it's kind of ironic. I'm a voracious reader. I read about a book a week, and other than your detective books, which I have read, and Doug Hagman, my friend Doug Hagman, I don't read detective novels, but I read yours, you've done your homework. I mean, I've been a investigator or detective since 1973, and I read with a critical eye, and I think I found one minor matter I would correct involving a very minor technical detail about a firearm that almost nobody would know. But you're doing an excellent job there, Steve, and my congratulations for doing your excellent job.
Well, I thank you, John, and you know, I really owe you and Tim, the kudos, because you guys actually, got me to start writing. And it's something I never thought in a million years that I would enjoy doing, number one. And people have actually enjoyed the books. So it's a win-win.
Absolutely, it is. Well, you need to, ladies and gentlemen, you need to get to Amazon.com, put Steve Whitman in the Amazon search box for books, and those seven books will pop up. If you like page-turning books that are well-written, have a great storyline, you're going to like Steve Whitman's books. So I encourage you to do that. And Steve, of course, I expect a review copy too. I can review your new book, and we can promote it a bit more once it's out. You have a publication date in mind?
Yes, it should be published, I would say, early spring. It's going to be a story. It's actually partially based on a true story of our continued battle in the state of Maine with the federal government and the state government over the introduction of an illegal fish into our water. So it's going to be, I think, interesting for people to learn just what goes on behind the scenes in the environmental field.
Well, money changes hands. You and I talked about this, and it's obviously wrong from every point of view. An invasive species that is going to cause a lot of harm.
Yes.
And I got a note here from my engineer. What's the name of the protagonist in your detective novels?
Well, the Shaker Madison is the detective.
Right.
And the partner that he has is a half-wolf, half-German shepherd dog named Barrett. And also he's teamed up with a woman by the name of Donna Rice. And all the women out there who have read my books love her because she is not your typical woman.
Hardly. She's quite a gal.
Quite a gal.
She could be my partner anytime. Yeah. Absolutely. Very resourceful woman. Okay, well, let's get back. We got a break coming up here. We're at the point in the story where you've leaped off the tractor, placing this massive piece of equipment between you and the shooter, and you're on the ground bleeding.
Yeah, and that's where, if you ever had any first aid training or whatever, this is where it can come and save your life, because I had blood pouring out of my chest, and I had to, I couldn't move my left arm. I thought I broke it, but actually it was because of a .45 slug that was in it. And I had to use my pinky and my thumb on my right hand, because my index finger was hanging, to actually use direct pressure and squeeze my pec muscle on the right side to slow down the bleeding. And all this is happening within seconds, but then I even coughed to see if I had, blood in my lungs.
Right.
And naturally, then the thought becomes, where is he? Okay. And so I quickly looked down to the left of the machine, because I was sitting there, and I went to look to the right, and the fourth shot went.
Right.
And that's
right.
When I must have jumped 2 feet off the ground.
I bet.
Because
you're sitting there unarmed, totally defenseless, aren't you?
Right. And I thought he had put another one into me, honestly. But then there was nothing. And I was sitting there, and I says, well, what's going on? So I kind of shoved myself over, used my legs, put my back up against the rear wheel, and looked up over the tractor. And lo and behold, he was slouched in the car, and he had taken the .45 and killed himself right there.
That's a very dramatic place for a break. We have a break. We'll be right back. Hold on, everybody.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. We're continuing our Energy Cleaner promotion, which began August of 2016. In this promotion, you get to buy an Energy Cleaner, $70 off retail, and a mattress pad, 10% off retail. $200 of the purchase price of the Energy Cleaner goes to Republic Broadcasting. This is a great way to help get Energy Cleaners out to people who need them and have some financial issues to deal with. And, of course, a great way to support Republic Broadcasting. Here's what you do. Send in a postcard. My address is John Moore, P.O. Box 201, Davidsville, Missouri. We pick a postcard every 2 weeks. If your postcard is drawn, you get the chance to buy the Energy Cleaner $70 off retail and 10% off the mattress pads. Put your name and your address, your telephone number and your email address on the postcard, and we wish you the best of luck. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. J.R. Moore here on Thursday, the 6th day of December. When I became a radio talk show host in 1995, the Energy Cleaner didn't exist. My goal then was to educate and inform and entertain people. I had no idea that being a radio talk show host would actually save people's lives, which it has. Steve Whitman's not the only one. But it's been very gratifying, and I continue to do so. My website is thelibertyman.com. You're hearing Steve give his testimony about how the Energy Cleaner literally saved his life. I can't promise you that the Energy Cleaner will save your life. I can tell you that if you've got arthritis and joint pain, it will help. If you're not getting a great night's sleep, it'll help. Will it save your life? Well, that's a remote possibility, but obviously it has happened and will happen in the future. You can check out the Energy Cleaner at my website at thelibertyman.com. You can purchase it right there using MasterCard, PayPal, Visa, so forth. You can send a check or money order. My address is there also at my website. You can call my toll-free order line to get yourself an Energy Cleaner and a mattress pad that goes with it. Here's that toll-free order line, 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Well, Steve, we're at the point where the shooter has committed suicide. And you, sir, have holes punched in your torso. Now, I teach concealed carry training, and I know the 45 caliber ACP cartridge very well. It has a reputation going back more than a century of being a man stopper, because that's what it is. And many men have suffered one shot and died from that cartridge. You've got two holes in your torso, plus a hole, your right index finger is basically hanging or dangling from a little bit of ligament or something. And you've got training, because you're a main guide. You've got training in how to treat for shock, don't you, sir? What's going on there?
Well, naturally, I couldn't walk out. There was no way. And this is where a good back comes in into play again. I had to get back on the backhoe. The machine was still running, thank God, but I had to get back on the machine without my arms, without the use of my arms. So, if anybody's ever gone onto a tractor, they know how hard it is, because you have to snake yourself between, you know, the steering wheel and the seat and the backhoe controls and everything else. But I was lucky enough to be able to get on that machine and then drive it with my left elbow about a mile to the top of the hill, where what we call the three corners. I knew there I would have some cell reception. And so when I got there, naturally, I hit the speed dial. I had my smartphone in my lap at that time, and I hit the speed dial for 911. And the woman answered, and she came on, you know, what's your emergency? And I said, I've been shot. And then the phone call dropped. Now, as I say in the book, I don't know if that was the cause of it or my adrenaline was just running out. But I started to feel myself go into shock. And going into shock is not a very pleasant experience, because, you know, you start getting weak, and your vision starts to go, you get cold, clammy. And I knew if I passed out, I was a dead man. So that meant getting off the machine. So I took a step off the machine, fell flat on my face, right into the gravel. And I crawled over to a drainage ditch in order to get my feet up above my head. I had to treat myself for shock, because I knew, you know, passing out at this point, there was no going back, because, you know, that was it. I hit the speed dial at least four or five more times. I finally got through, and they started to send the troops on the way to get me. This is where, I guess, Angel 2-3 or whatever comes into play,
right,
here.
Exactly. Right.
You know,
right.
I was laying there, and I tell everybody, there's a lot of thoughts that go through your mind when you're laying in a ditch with three bullets in you. Okay. It's amazing what you think of, what goes through your head. And I felt myself actually, I don't know if dying is a word, but maybe giving in to it. And
right.
That's when
acceptance.
Yep. And that's where I think I even hollered. I said, not today. I won't die today. Okay. And I sat up. Okay. And that's when four bear hunters came down the road in a pickup truck, and they had a whole bunch of paper towels, and they started stuffing my holes. And this is another thing that I wasn't aware of. One of the guys who was looking at me, he said, hey, buddy, you know you're bleeding out the back too? And that's something that never even occurred to me. Here I am trying to stop the bleeding in the front of my chest, but I had basically an entrance hole in the back of my chest, in my back.
Right.
And I had blood going all down my shirt, down my pants, everything. I was completely soaked. And he said to me, he says, yeah, you're bleeding good too. And so he took a bunch of paper towels and plugged that hole up as well. And again, that probably saved my life too. But without those paper towels, I don't know if I'd be talking to you right now.
Well, you only got so much blood. How many pints of blood does an adult, normal adult human being have? Is it about 8?
Yeah, I believe it's around 8. Yeah, that's right. The average. And I know I lost, let's put it this way. My pants, my shirt, the backhoe, on the ground where I was, there was blood all over the place. And that's with direct pressure and with towels, paper towels.
Right, so, right. So ladies and gentlemen, this is such a remote area that people go bear hunting. I mean, this is really remote. So they're standing guard. They're giving first aid to the best of their ability, stuffing paper towels in the holes. What was the period of time for the professional to show up at that location?
Well, unfortunately, they didn't realize there were two ways to get to me. And they went down our main road, and that's where the car was with the fellow in it who had committed suicide. And the female state cop wouldn't approach the car. I'm hearing this all over my 911 call because they had me stay on. Okay,
right.
And I can hear what's going on. And she wouldn't approach the car until she had backup. Now, all of us there are saying, my God, the guy is dead. He just put a .45 slug up through his head.
Right.
Okay. And so we're telling him, actually, my brother got on the phone and said, hey, because he had shown up, after the bear hunters looking for me.
Right.
I never came back. And he's hollering on the phone, the guy's dead. Just go up to the car. Come through. Have the ambulance come through. Well, this is where, I guess, Angel 6 or 7 or whatever it is comes into play, too. Okay. Because the game warden, who I'm very good friends with, heard everything going over the loudspeaker, okay, while he was there. And he says, wait a minute. He says, I know where Steve is, okay? And so he grabbed the ambulance, turned him around, and brought him in the other way. Now, all this time from the original call, it wasn't until about an hour later that they actually got to me, And that seemed like a couple of days, actually. But they finally got to me then.
That's a long time. It's a long time.
Yes, it is.
Well, they got there. The people with all that marvelous, wonderful equipment, they get there and they immediately start giving you professional treatment, don't they?
Yes, they did. And they had called for the life flight to bring me to Bangor. But during that time, there was a massive traffic accident on Route 9, and they came over. They had stabilized me. I was still conscious. I never passed out or anything. And they asked me, do you mind if we send the helicopter there instead? Because the copter was down the street in the field waiting for me. And I said, no, hey, those people probably need it more than I do. And so they released the helicopter.
You're too gracious. You're bleeding out from being shot up, and you let them send the helicopter was already there on site, and it left.
Yeah,
without
it was on site. Yeah, and it left. Yeah.
Oh. And so they're transporting it, and you never did get in a helicopter that day, did you? Or did you?
No, I didn't. No, and this is where it really gets interesting because they ended up taking me to the first hospital, which is like 20 miles away, and they weren't really equipped to basically start operating on me to take bullets out or that sort of thing. They stabilized me, took a lot of tests, did some x-rays, that kind of stuff. And then from there...
Well, they probably used a blood expander, too, of some sort, IV. What kind of IV treatment?
Oh, yeah, they had IVs into me and everything else. And CAT scans and all that business, because they didn't know how bad internally I was.
Okay? Right, right.
Because one of the slugs came in on my right side, the right side of my chest, and went through my body the entire width, and ricocheted off my breastbone, and buried into my left shoulder. So they had no idea how bad I was inside, what was going on.
Right, right.
So,
well, they're obviously anticipating the worst, because that you got no choice but to anticipate the worst under those conditions.
Right. Yes. So anyway, after that, after they stabilized me, which was like another two and a half hours, then they gave me a 2-hour ambulance ride down to Bangor. And I had never ridden in an ambulance before, and I really never want to see one again, because that was the roughest ride I've ever had in my life.
Well, it's a truck. Yeah. You know, yeah. And they have a stiff suspension so they can safely maneuver curves at a high rate of speed. So they probably have a stiffer suspension than a truck normally would have. That's what I would do if I was designing one. You have to have a stiff suspension to safely corner. So you got another ambulance ride, but as you were leaving that first hospital, there was an unusual event that took place, wasn't it?
Yeah, after they had got me back on the gurney, all the people came in who, you know, took care of me, came into the room, and there had to be, I don't know, 6 nurses, 3 doctors, and maybe a couple of technicians. And one doctor stepped forward and he says, you know, before you leave, he says, I've been elected to speak for the group. And I kind of looked at him and said, yeah? He says, we all want to give you some money. And I looked at him and I said, money? Money for what? He says, we want you to buy us some lottery tickets. He says, because, you know, that one bullet missed your heart by 1/2 inch. And you are very, very lucky to be alive. So we want you to buy us some lottery tickets.
And of course, everybody got a laugh out of that. But that was the genesis for the title of your first book, wasn't it? Winning Life's Lottery.
Yes, that's how the title came about, because of what the doctor said.
Amazing. So this second ambulance ride, was it a different ambulance crew, I assume?
Yes, it was a totally different company. And I mean, the guys were good and everything, but it was amazing. I never thought, you know, because I drive a 350 F-350 Ford, one-ton pickup, and... You know, that ride's, you know, rough, but, you know, but it rides reasonably well. The ambulance, that was like a buckboard.
Oh, yeah. I bet.
You know, it's just...
And one reason it hurt so much is you had not taken any pain meds. In fact, you did not take any pain meds through this entire ordeal that day, did you?
No, I never took anything. No.
And they were offered. They were offering to you, weren't they?
Yeah, they offered it basically once I got into my room, but that was after they dug the bullets out of me and everything in the emergency room. I guess what happened, they actually forgot to give me any lidocaine or anything. And as we've talked before, they never even gave me a piece of leather strap to chew on while they dug. So.
And no drink of whiskey or bullet to bite on or leather strap to chew on. Okay.
No,
we get the
like
picture.
That. Yeah. but anyway, and that wasn't until after I got in the room, they started asking me if I wanted pain medication. And I said, why? I mean, it's pretty late for that.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in that ambulance, second ambulance, headed to Bangor, and you arrive, and what happens there?
Well, my wife, who was in Massachusetts, she got the phone call. Believe it or not, she gets a phone call from the newspaper. Okay, and she says, and they asked her, Mrs. Whitman, and what happens in the off season? The camp phone gets bounced to her cell phone.
Right.
So the newspaper people had called the camp, right, and it bounces to her phone in Massachusetts.
Uh oh.
And they, yeah. And
what a way to get notified.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, out of the clear blue, okay? She gets a phone call, and the people from the newspaper says, geez, there's all kinds of hell breaking loose over to your camp. Can you fill us in? And she says, what kind of hell? And he says, well, a guy's been shot, and one guy's dead, you know, and one of them is, and I'm not even going to mention his name, okay, but one of them is him, and right away, my wife's knees give out.
I bet
she knew. Okay, it was me.
Right.
So anyway, she calls back up to the camp, tries to get hold of my brother. Okay. And then in the meantime, the state police call her. and they find out that the newspaper called. Of course, you know, they're beside themselves.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not right. That's not right at all. Well, okay. You're en route. You get to the second hospital, and your wife is en route from Boston, obviously.
Yeah. Yeah. They,
what happened? We got a break. We got about 3 minutes to conclude this story at this last break. Stay tuned, everybody. Okay.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
Prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The Extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines. Reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. John Moore is taking your telephone calls right now on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Pick up the phone and join in the conversation. Call 1-800-313-9443. That's 1-800-313-9443. And thanks for listening to RBN.
All right, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Quickly running out of time. I'm going to try to help summarize so we can get this thing moving along here, Steve. You went through surgery. They repaired your damaged body, including that finger. And let's get to the point where you come back for a one-month checkup. And what did this doctor do?
Oh, well, actually, it was only maybe a week later.
Only a week, okay.
And before I forget, John, I know we'll run out of time, but a guest of mine sent me an email last night after we had talked, and I'm definitely going to forward it over to you because it's something that I think all your listeners would be really interested to hear. I mean, it's really shocking, and I'll make sure you get it so that
okay.
you can maybe take a look at it. But, okay. but anyway, yeah, it was after about a week that I was home. When I first got home, my body was, you know, all black and blue. I mean, there were, I mean, every color of the rainbow was throughout my entire torso. I was shocked on the trauma the bullets caused. I mean, it's just,
that's that's like expected. That's expected.
Yeah, it's not. No. Yeah, it's not like the movies. Okay.
No.
It's just incredible. But anyway, a week later, I went back to the hand doctor to have an evaluation to see how it was coming. And at the same time, she told me, she says, you know, why don't you, because she saw me in the hospital without my shirt on and everything else when she was operating on me, naturally. And she knew what I looked like. So when I got there for my checkup, she says, you know, she says, I'll check your bullet wounds if you want me to. You know, I said, well, sure. You know, so I took off my shirt, and she gasped. She actually gasped. And she says, well, what's happened? And of course, you know, when a doctor says that to you right away, you know, you say, oh, my God, what's wrong now? You know, and I said, why? What's wrong? She says, nothing's wrong. She says, where's all the black and blue? Where's all the discoloration gone? Gone to. And I said, well, it went away. And she says, how? She says, and well, anyway, make a long story short, she called in like four of the nurses to have them look at me.
She wanted witnesses.
Right.
She wanted
and
witnesses.
She,
yeah.
Exactly. And she started pointing out, you know, where I was, you know, black and blue here, there, everywhere. And she says, look at it. It's almost all gone. You know, she says, how can this be? And so she says, what do you eat? You know, so I told her.
You didn't tell her. Did you tell her about the energy cleaner?
Oh yes, I did. Yes.
Okay.
And
all
I
right.
told her. I says, I don't think it's what I eat. I says, I have this thing that I use that it actually really promotes healing, and it does. It's incredible. I've right. used it on other things as well. Okay, cuts and that kind of stuff.
Right.
And I'd say it cuts your healing in half. You know, if I was the amount of time. And I explained it to her. She said, my gosh, she said, I've never seen anything like this in my life. You know, so anyway, it was just
that. And the bonus was your wife, who had been suffering from lupus, no longer has lupus, does she?
No, that's actually the, you know, as far as I'm concerned, the best part of this whole story is that my wife did have lupus, and because of her sleeping on the energy cleaner as well, she is now lupus free.
Fantastic. Steve, thank you, sir. I try to get you on about every 3 months or so. People need to hear this story. Have a great day. Appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay. What a story. My goodness. That's it for the day. Get your medical supplies, your energy cleaning, your essential oils now while you can. Your firearms, ammunition. Never, ever give up your guns. Please do have a fun, safe, productive day. And God bless America.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $400? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
This is RBN. The Republic Broadcasting Network.